The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Just this week, the IDF destroyed large percentages of Hezbollah's rockets, which had built with Iran's funding for three decades. We took out senior military commanders who not only shed Israeli blood, but American and French blood as well. And then we took out their replacements, and then the replacements of their replacements. And we'll continue degrading Hezbollah until all our objectives are met.
That was the Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu. Reports today of clashes between Israeli soldiers and Hezbollah fighters in southern Lebanon. Claudie Bigot is with me. She's a freelance journalist based in Beirut, the Lebanese capital. Claudie, you're very welcome to the show and thank you for taking the time to speak to us. What is the latest in the city and in the country today?
Well, today the day has been relatively calm in Beirut. It's a very strange feeling because we're expecting much more strikes tonight. Last night there was a lot of strikes after the Iranian response. The Israelis had told us basically that they were going to strike Iranian and Hezbollah targets. And so there was about 12 strikes over the course of the night in the Lebanese capital, in the southern suburb, as well as, of course, all the strikes that are happening in the south of the country and the east of the country. But for now, it's relatively calm, and basically the strikes happen more at night. So today was a calm day, but we'll see what will happen tonight, basically.
How indiscriminate have the strikes been when it comes to Beirut itself, or have they been largely confined to one area of the city?
They have been more or less confined to this southern suburb, what we call Dahye, but there have been two strikes in Beirut, one in the Koula district, which was a very targeted strike, which just targeted one apartment, and as well as another one in Jnah, which is another neighborhood, not far from the southern suburb, but still outside of it. So most strikes happen in this very Shia neighborhood in the southern suburbs, where lots of Hezbollah people live, or where there's like their offices and their organizations. So they're not at all indiscriminate in the capital of Lebanon, but they do seem to be very violent in that one neighborhood.
So what then is the atmosphere in the rest of the city amongst the population?
Lebanese people are very anxious for different reasons. The first reason is that the state itself cannot stand a war. The country Lebanon has been struggling with a very intense and very harsh economic crisis for the past 5 years. It's still getting back on its feet after the Beirut port blast of August 2020. And basically the Lebanese think that if there's a war on top of all that, then the Lebanese state will never really manage to get over it. And then obviously there's all the souvenirs, the memories that come back of, well, the war in 2006 and the civil war for some older generations. And these were very bad memories for a lot of Lebanese who struggled with not only being in danger, but also having to flee, for example.
And amongst the population who wouldn't be kind of natural bedfellows of Hezbollah, has there been a hardening of attitudes to that group, or kind of what has been the reaction that on that front?
Well, there are two reactions. There are two significant reactions. Some people who were against Hezbollah are more against Hezbollah today because they say that they've basically been dragging the whole country in a war that the country cannot afford. And then there are people that were pro-Hezbollah that are even more pro-Hezbollah today, or even people who were indifferent to Hezbollah who are now pro-Hezbollah because they realize that actually this group, this paramilitary, this militia is very useful because it was built in order to resist Israeli occupation. And today it seems like Israeli occupation needs to be resisted, which was not the case in the past years. So people have been much more understanding of Hezbollah. And speaking of, for example, Hassan Nasrallah, the secretary general of Hezbollah that was killed a few days ago, everybody in Lebanon is in shock. Nobody can actually believe that this man, who is one of the most powerful men of Lebanon, is actually dead.
Claudette Bigot is a freelance journalist based in Beirut. Claudette, thank you so much for making so much sense of what is a complicated situation.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.